get things started off here with girls basketball. We have a couple of rookies to the high school basketball scene here. Starting off here, Lady Beaver is a 1-3 start here. They've played a really big schedule here so far. They will play a league foe on Friday in Colby. That'll be at 6 o'clock there in the community building. So we get one more round, at least, in the community building here this year. We're talking to a couple of the freshmen and contributors here to the varsity, and we'll start off here with freshman Mallory Cup here joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And, well, we're a few weeks into basketball season, and you've had a pretty big role early on here in varsity. You're kind of the sixth player off the bench there. And how's the season been for you through four games?
It's been good, kind of stressful, but getting through it.
Well, it's been kind of been a build-up for you here. Of course, you go from, of course, eighth grade last year playing against other eighth graders in the area, and then all of a sudden you're playing a little bit of JV. You've only had one JV game, but then get to varsity here. As you took the court for the first time at Ulysses there, what was that moment like for you?
Oh, I had no clue what I was doing, honestly, but I figured it out.
Well, was it like, you know, kind of, were there a little nerves, a little deer in the headlight look?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, you've had the experience, though, with varsity, although it was in tennis here this year. Did it kind of settle down for you after a while?
Yeah, definitely. After the first probably couple minutes, I was ready to go.
All right, but you're kind of been one of those that's come in. I guess you could maybe call yourself, a defensive specialist? Or you seem like you play pretty solid defense. How would you describe yourself as a player?
Yeah, definitely, like you said, defensive. I'm starting to get where I'm not afraid to shoot no more, but, yeah, definitely my strong place is defense.
Yeah, you've definitely been pretty good there, defense. You had a pretty big game there Saturday afternoon last week there, 6 points there, and had a nice, I think you had a pretty good layup there, if I remember right. What was that experience like?
Oh, that was fun. I thought I was going to miss, so I was just glad I didn't.
Well, no, you're never supposed to believe you're going to miss. You're going to make every shot, right?
Right.
But no, what's been probably the experience that's really been fun for you so far here on the varsity?
It's been really fun. All the girls are just really nice, and I like getting to know them.
What's something that you've really had to pick up on and you've learned here along the way so far?
All the plays, definitely, just running all of them right every time.
All right. What would you like to see from yourself here as we move forward through the season?
Just improving on offense and getting my scoring up.
All right. Well, hopefully that continues here. It's been fun so far. You're four games into your high school career here, and Mallory, you've had a good start here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up at Colby.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Fresh and Mallory kept joining us here, and we get another debut here on our show here tonight, the new one here, and it's a freshman point guard there, Erica Felker. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And, well, you get up here to high school here freshman year, and all of a sudden, first game, you knew you were probably going to get the nod there. What was the first start like for you?
Oh, it was a little nervous, but I got the hang of it.
You know, after a couple of times there, it was like, all right, this is not so bad, huh?
Yes.
All right. What do you think that maybe your strength has been here so far through four games?
I think definitely, like, seeing the open man and, like, reading the defense, yeah.
But, I mean, I know it's been a tough early on here, tough record-wise, a lot of new players here on the team, but how do you feel like you've played overall?
I think we've competed really well with all the bigger schools we've played and the tough competition we've seen.
Is that kind of do you get a little excited to play some of the bigger schools?
Yeah, I feel like we don't really have any pressure. It's like we can just play our game.
All right, I like that there. But, yeah, I know you've had shooting's been a little tough early on, but, you know,
yeah,
that happens. What was it like after you hit that three the other day?
It just felt relief, like, I can do this, and, yeah.
And you know, it's even better when it's on the home goals after you shot there well, right?
It is.
What would you like to see as a player here? What would you like to see as you move on through the season?
Definitely strengthening my ball handling and controlling the ball and not making as many turnovers, probably.
What was probably the biggest adjustment you had to make from eighth grade to your freshman year?
It's a lot faster and more physical, way more physical.
Yeah, but you've done pretty good here so far adjusting that, but it's been fun here, and you get one more game here before the Christmas break here, and what would you like to see out of the game in Colby on Friday?
Well, I hope we win, but I hope we just compete and run our plays and play our game.
All right. Well, you've had a pretty good start to the season here, and congratulations on that. Good luck to you coming up on Friday, Colby.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, it is Erica Felker joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Yeah, they did a great job there here now with Coach Amy Felker here. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, first time here on the radio. It's kind of like, you know, first game for the varsity a couple weeks ago for them. Kind of nervous, you know, a little bit, but they've been able to adjust, and they did well.
You know, they do. They've really stepped up to everything that I've asked them to do. And, you know, being freshmen, you do have a lot of nerves and you have a lot of pressure. But I think the upperclassmen have really helped them ease into it and made it a lot easier for them.
I know you've had a lot to build upon with the second half that you guys had against Wichita Trinity on Saturday. That was by far probably your best half of basketball throughout the year. And that was against a really quality team here. And I know it had to be a little bit of a letdown yesterday not having the game, but how are the kids able to, the players able to respond, maybe just having a practice and getting ready for Colby on Friday?
You know, they were kind of bummed that that we didn't get a play. You know, we were really excited and ready to get back on the court and put it all together. But we had a really productive practice yesterday. You know, we had some alumni girls come in and push us around for a little bit. And, you know, it was just a good all-around practice.
You know, and you know, maybe with such a short turnaround, having a little bit of time off here between games, is that kind of nice, maybe, in a way, to kind of have that week off from Saturday to Friday to work on some other things?
Well, you know, it did let us rest up. You know, we had a lot of games and the girls were really tired after that week, so you know, we're definitely going to have our legs back. We're going to be ready to go. You know, we'll be focused and ready to put our best ball on the court, both offensively and defensively.
Once again, Coach Amy Felker joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Now, as you played the three games last week, what are some things that you saw maybe from your team that you've really worked on here this week as you get ready for, of course, Colby on Friday, but also the rest of the season?
You know, we just keep working on making the smart decisions. You know, we don't have to be the All-Americans. We just need to make the good passes and work the ball and make sure we find that nice open shot. And these girls are great about not worrying about who's the scorer or anything like that. They take turns and everybody is contributing all over the court, so I really appreciate that out of the girls.
Yeah, they've definitely been pretty good at that here this year, and it definitely has showed through your first four or five games. You take a look at Colby Friday night. This is a team that's now I think they went 2-1 at their tournament there with at Goodland last weekend, lost to a very good Nickerson team. They've also lost to Liberal along the way. And you take a look at this team. They lost quite a bit of scoring from last year. A lot of similarities with Wisconsin in a way, but they also do return quite a few players that have been able to have some big scoring opportunities.
You know, they're a real solid, defensively sound team. You know, they put a nice defense on the court, and so we're going to have to be able to break their defense down. You know, on the offensive end, they've got the scores, they've got the tools, so we've just got to make sure that nobody gets a hot hand, and we always are contesting every single shot.
Watching Colby over the last few years and watching your team through the first four games, I see a lot of similarities with the fundamentals. Both teams love to play defense.
You know, I was talking to a coach today that this could be a real low-scoring game because both of us like to play that zone defense. We like to work the ball around. So, you know, I think it's going to be the battle of who makes the best offensive possessions, because defensively both teams are going to be ready to knock the not let them get any easy shots and get those rebounds. And so I think it's going to be a good battle.
All right, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it. Back in the Colby Community Building, and I know it's kind of we thought last year was going to be the last year going to play there, but we get another game there for old time's sake. And I kind of like the community building. I went to Colby there for college, so, you know a lot about it. But it's kind of they're right on you. Well, I mean, some of the fans will be right on you, but it's a pretty close proximity.
I think it'll be a good, for some of these girls, they've never played there and experienced it like the freshmen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for the upperclassmen, they've been there for a little bit. So I think it'll be a fun atmosphere to play in.
Absolutely. Coach Amy Felker joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware, Scott City. Beavers at Colby on Friday nights. And we'll thanks again, Coach, for the time here tonight, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Thanks. We'll see you later.